Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Moore. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Keith Creel. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and picks off Carter. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Bradley moves to second. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Bradley scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Presley reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's Mariners, 2, Indians, 2. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Hargrove moves to third. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Hargrove scores. Vukovic moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vukovic scores. Carter moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Butler bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. Carter scores. Willard moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willard scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Dave Tobik now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Franco reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 8-2, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-1 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Mirabella now pitching. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovic is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball towards right. Cowens settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cowens. Carter moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Willard takes first base on ball four. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carter moves to third. Willard moves to second. Bob Long now pitching. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Tony Bernazard. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Fishlin. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vukovic strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Valley and Perkins drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 9-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 2 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Lazarco now pitching. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Butler reaches second base with a double. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Andre Thornton. Harold Reynolds now playing second base. Domingo Ramos now playing first BA. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Jacoby reaches third base with a triple. Hargrove goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Willard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Brett Butler. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fishlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.